If you harvested a deer and you don't like venison, here's a way to turn that around. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Thanks to bowhunters.com, I found some reasons why if you don't do the right thing to your venison, then it will not taste good. Five reasons that venison tastes terrible. One, many hunters underestimate the need to properly take care of the deer after it's shot. They'll drag the deer through the swamp and mud or drive around town with a buck in the bed of the truck, never once considering the need to get the meat in the cooler as quick as possible. Two, getting the guts out of your deer is great, but don't stop there. Be sure you take the time to thoroughly clean your deer after removing the guts from the cavity. Things can go south quickly if you don't have a solid plan for getting your deer to a meat processor. If you're relying on someone else to process your meat, you need to make sure you have the plan to get it to them within working hours. But you can always ditch the processor and tackle the butchering chores for yourself. Just make sure you know what you're doing. It's not the toughest task, but you need to know what you're doing, or at least have someone around that does. Number five, the greatest sin you'll ever commit when it comes to venison prep is to overcook. It's not hard to do, and when it happens, you can bet it'll taste like trash, or at least chewy leather. Cook your venison to around 125 to 130 degrees, and you are golden. Follow those rules and bon appetit. Sure hope you outdoorsmen have enjoyed this episode of Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks. See you next time.